Tomorrow's an even bigger day for the world's soccer fans. Spain and the Netherlands square off on a South African pitch for the World Cup Championship. Today, Germany won third-place honors with a 3-2 come-from-behind victory over Uruguay in the consolation match. But while the Spaniards and Dutch battle for the big prize tomorrow, just a few miles away, another international tournament will reach its climax. It's called Football for Hope, and it's being played in the desperately poor township of Alexandra between 32 teams of teenagers from around the world, many of them from disadvantaged backgrounds. Reporter Gideon Long stopped by to check it out.
Meet the players from Kick for Life, a football team from Lesotho in southern Africa. They're making their final preparations before their big match against Moving the Goalposts, a team from Kenya. Football for Hope is a five-a-side tournament running alongside the World Cup. And just like the World Cup, there are 32 teams taking part from across the globe. But rather than playing for their countries, the young players here are representing community groups that have one thing in common. They all use soccer to try to make the world a better place. There's a delegation from Cambodia, for example, that encourages children to play soccer and then teaches them about the danger of landmines. Other delegations have come from within Africa, where they use football to bring kids together and educate them about HIV and AIDS. The peace team is from Israel and Palestine and includes players from both communities. The tournament's been organised by soccer's global governing body, FIFA, and Street Football World, a not-for-profit organisation based in Germany. Jürgen Griesbeck is its managing director.
Street Football World was founded in the year 2002 based on the recognition of a lot of organisations that were working in the local level all over the world with football in order to achieve development goals. I'm convinced about what you can achieve with football if you make it in a proper way.
Street League from the UK, nil. Spirit of Soccer all the way from Cambodia, one. They're leading on this main stadium pitch of the Football for Hope Festival. As Victoria D.
Although the teams are all here to play soccer, it's soccer with a difference. For a start, each team has to field at least two girls in their five-a-side team. Then all the matches are played without referees. If there's a dispute, the players discuss it and reach a solution. And after each match, the two teams meet and assess the game, and they can award their opponents a bonus point for fair play. Max Watson is the 17-year-old leader of the US team. He says the idea is to help kids develop social skills that will be useful to them in later life.
Slightly different rules because we create the rules ourselves. There's questions such as corner kicks and how to restart play. But in the end, I enjoy how teams have to come to a consensus. It's not just an argument. And if it is, they will sit there until we sort it out ourselves.
The tournament is being played in Alexandra, one of the poorest areas of Johannesburg. Step away from the football and you soon find yourself in a maze of corrugated iron shacks and slum housing. The teenagers here say it's been an eye-opening experience for them to see the extremes of wealth and poverty that still afflict South Africa, nearly two decades after the end of apartheid. Once the tournament is over, the pitch will be left here for the locals to use, and FIFA is funding the construction of a community centre next to it. The hope is that here, in the dusty streets of Alexandra, soccer can be a catalyst for social change, long after the razzmatazz of the real World Cup is over.
That was Gideon Long reporting from Johannesburg, South Africa.